So, fellas.
Doing alright yourself?
I'm good, I can't complain at all.
Stefan, what have you been playing this rivalry before? The Packers Vikings rivalry, what have you heard, known, been told about it?
Well, I haven't heard a lot. I mean, you don't hear the name around too much around this building, but going in, I mean, it's the same as each week as far as how we prepare and how we approach this week. So, I mean, the same old stuff, really.
Where'd the shirts come from? Does that come from the top down?
I wouldn't know. You know, I don't make those type of decisions. I just wear what I'm given. But, yeah, I guess so.
So, it seemed like you guys tried to take multiple shots downfield, but never really happened. What was Oakland doing on the back end to kind of shut you guys down?
Good choice of words. I mean, they just have some great guys in the back end. We got some pressure, and they had a good D-line, so things happen, I mean, out there. So everything's doing it on the fly, and Teddy does a great job of scrambling and trying to create things, trying to make things happen for us. As far as people know, Teddy runs around a lot, and he can create some good things happening. So that's all.
They show you guys can win even with short passes, quick slants?
Yeah, I mean, come on now, we got the best running back in the game. I mean, you give him the ball, he's going to show you what he can do all the time. And we have complete trust in him on the outside as receivers. We're trying to give him the best blocks we can, just as far as to put us in the best position. He's the guy that's going to put us in the best position possible. So that's all we're trying to do.
How do you think receivers getting involved in the run game with a few of those carries?
Yeah, we play a key part. I mean, being a receiver is all about catching the balls and all the glitter and shine. You got to do some dirty work and make some key blocks, especially when you got a running back that we have. And it'll definitely turn 10-yard gains into touchdowns when you have those blocks on the back end. So, I mean, it's not always about covering and catching passes. You make some key blocks, good things can happen.
And then the sweeps, too.
I mean, we got some talented guys that can run with the ball, too. You see Cordell had a good run, and Adam Thielen had a good run. I thought he was going to score, but, you know, things happen. But we make fun of him for that. But, I mean, we got a lot of playmakers on this team, a lot of guys that can do things really well.
When you look around the rest of the division, Chicago and Detroit, Green Bay are throwing the ball all over the place, and you guys are more of a ground and pound throwback kind of. Is there something to that, maybe why that's been working for you guys so well and why you guys maybe are at the top of the division?
I mean, that's just the formula. That's our formula with the guys that we have and what we have to work with. I mean, nobody in our division, I guess, has 28. I mean, we got the best running back to me, so. I mean, just as far, that's our formula, that's our team. Everybody's different and everybody does things differently, so. I mean, just as far as how we approach it and how we get after it, just how we do it.
It's a huge game. I mean, it could potentially be playoff scenarios involved, you know, division stuff down the road. What's the right way to approach a game that's this important?
To be honest, every game is a big game. So, I mean, every opponent going to give you his or her best game always, no matter what it is and how you approach it. But we're going to do the same thing we do every week as far as preparation. I mean, take the key things you take from your coaches. I mean, do the small things the right way. That's what we harp on, the fundamentals and doing the little things. Be great at the little things and everything else will fall into place, really.
How much do you balance the success with trying to stay hungry, with knowing that you guys have a tough stretch coming up?
Because success, I mean, it happens when you work hard, but, I mean, nobody's around when you're losing. So, I mean, you just take it with a grain of salt and keep pushing and keep pushing through. I mean, of course you like to win all the time, but, I mean, you got to put in the time, man. No matter where we're at right now, division standing or anything like that, there's a lot more work to do, and there's a lot left to do. So as a young guy on the team, I'm just still getting after each and every day and just going out there with my guys.
You guys don't get shirts made every week, though. What's that tell you about the weight of this game and the weight of this rivalry?
Not so much this game, but as far as how the season is going and what we got going on and how much more serious this is about to get. I mean, as far as getting shirts made, of course it's going to be a serious game. Of course, coach is going to be even more tighter this week. Just to keep at it. Just, I mean, our record and what we're doing right now, you can't take a break and you can't lighten up. You got to continue to grind even harder, to be honest.
Thanks.